With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I really thought that poetry had to do with quivering at the edge of the abyss.
That's Judith V. Orst on her fledgling efforts as a poet when she wrote about death and desire.
Death and desire crumpled in a corner, an iron black, the solitary mourner. You know, only somebody from New Jersey would have the nerve, like, corner and mourner.
But after marriage and three kids, Judith V. Orst reached a fundamental truth.
I wasn't quivering at the edge of any abyss. I was sort of quivering at the edge of the washer-dryer.
And then started writing about what she knew.
I love T.S. Eliot and I love Yeats. I'm not them and I will never be them. I write on a very, very small scale.
In addition to children's books and nonfiction, Judith V. Orst has turned out seven delightful volumes of poetry dealing with domestic life, the latest called Forever 50 and Other Negotiations. Here's a sample.
Before I go, I'd like to learn to tap dance. I'd like to play seven card stud like a pro, not a dunce. And I'd like Robert Redford, just once, to slide his fingers down my back from my neck to my waistline. I'd like to have a waistline before I go.
And about what it's like to suddenly realize you are part of the older generation.
My periodontist thought that Ezio Pinza was a battle in southern Italy. My gastroenterologist couldn't tell Brian Donlevy from Brian Ahern. My dermatologist didn't know to whom I was referring when I referred to Patty, Maxine, and Laverne.
Judith V. Orst's latest book of clever, witty poems, Forever 50 and Other Negotiations, was charmingly illustrated by John Alcorn, published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The life of Judith V. Orst can be traced through the titles of her books of poetry. For example, When Did I Stop Being 20 and Other Injustices? How Did I Get to Be 40 and Other Atrocities? And her newest, Forever 50 and Other Negotiations. V. Orst says she didn't mind moving past the half-century mark.
I'm really seeing a difference in each decade. I'm really voting for the 50s as the best so far.
But Judith V. Orst has come to terms with what can never be.
I'm not going to be a ballerina. I'm not going to go to medical school. And I'm not even going to learn to play the piano because I tried that a couple of years ago. And no matter how low I set my standards, I fell beneath them.
V. Orst was looking at some old photos of her mother and her friends when they were in their 50s. And their hair, makeup, and clothes made them seem so old.
They'd hung it up. It was over in a certain way in terms of going forth and trying something new, in terms of presenting themselves as sexual beings to the world. And as I looked around at me and my friends, I thought, well, we're still in there trying.
In a poem, Judith V. Orst describes what it's like to be wild in her 50s.
I placed my mouth directly upon a public drinking fountain and took a sip. I didn't bother flossing my teeth before bedtime. I pumped my own gasoline at a self-service station. I ate the deviled egg instead of the cauliflower with low-fat yogurt dip. I bought, without reading consumer reports, a new dryer. I left my checking account unreconciled. I know that the consequences could be dire, but sometimes a woman simply has to run wild.
Forever 50 and Other Negotiations by Judith V. Orst was published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.